Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Mr. Clapton bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey Zabar, Z-B-A-R. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Jeff, thanks again for being here. One of the things I've been talking a lot about lately with tech experts, with security experts, cybersecurity experts, Jeff, is the, all the breaches that have been going on.
Yeah.
You've got Target, you've got Home Depot, you've got the J.P. Morgan thing.
That was
Jeff,
big.
Is apparently, it's not only the big, but it's not the biggest breach in terms of sheer numbers, but it's the first time a bank has been, at that level, has been breached.
Yeah, they were breached over the past, well, it was announced earlier this week, I believe.
Yeah.
And also what came out was that 13 other banks,
yeah,
for lack of a better phrase, had been pinged. You know,
so,
like when a submarine sends out a ping, the hackers had sent out a ping, you know, had tried and just made some overtures to try and hack them. It's a horrible, scary
world.
You addressed
a lot of this in your book, Safe at Home.
Exactly.
A lot of the things that people can do when they're at home. But here, you know, Jeff, here you and I button ourselves down, and we're inside our bunker, and we got firewalls all around us, and we've spent all the money and the time we needed to get everything secure here in our little world, and then we wander out into the wild wild west, and our bank gets hacked,
and
gets our stuff. I mean, it's really kind of scary, isn't it?
I got to tell you, I've changed my password. I use it for my email, and I use it, you know, I use a lot of weak passwords for nonsense. You know,
right.
Social media, I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
There's nothing proprietary on there.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, they come up as moderate on when they tell you whether it's weak or strong.
Mm-hmm.
But for my email and for my banking and my online banking and whatnot, I use pretty secure passwords. Generally, as a tip here, built after a phrase that I will remember with a few punctuations and numerals thrown in and capitalizations. So you
and a
create
couple
a
of
phrase. Yeah, exactly. Some of those as well, dagnabbit. So, but then you find out that your bank has been targeted. So you got to go back and change your password. You can be as protected as you want or can or think you are, but you're only as strong as your weakest link, and your weakest link may well be your banking institution.
Maybe out of your hands.
Exactly.
Not just a banking institution, but be that as it may, we're not going to be able to do anything about that. I mean, you can't pick a bank based on whether they're secure or not.
No, absolutely.
You don't know who's secure. But that doesn't mean that we can let our guard down with our own stuff, Jeff. Because I'll tell you, as the more automated this stuff becomes, the more likely they are to start going down market, the bad guys.
Right.
You know, today it's J.P. Morgan, tomorrow is Chief Home Officer.
Right.
Or Small Business Advocate. And I mean, I see over the next 10 years, there are more down market breaches where they go in and just noodle around and see if they can find some information that they can exploit. Maybe connect the dots. You know what I mean? Maybe they're able to connect your information from your computer with a piece of information they get somewhere else, and they say, and a light goes off, and they say, wait a minute, okay, we have this password, and we recognize they've just made a deposit. Let's go in.
Right. And
I'm telling you, that capability, I believe, already exists. It's just a matter of whether it's practical or not.
Well, that and you know, the simplest form of defending against that capability, or I should say the simplest defense against it, is never putting a password into a computer, aside from a keystroke. But there are keyloggers that log your keystroke. So, you know, we know that those are out there.
Well, the main thing, though, is you got to keep the antivirus as up to date as you can. Keep all of your apps, your programs up to date. When you get a chance to update them, because those guys are fighting for you, too. Make sure you got mechanical and coded firewalls.
Right.
Software firewalls and mechanical firewalls, like a router. It's my understanding a router can be a good mechanical firewall.
Absolutely, if it has it built in into the firmware, as they say, so that it's able to do that. You know, they say there's two types of computer users, those who have lost data and those who will, you know, those who will lose data and those who have lost data. Same thing for hacking and attacks. Because while we think about it and say, oh, I haven't been attacked, you know, we hear about tens of millions of personal computers out there that have been hacked, turned into bots to create a big botnet of robots where they can execute commands remotely using your computer. Getting the power of your computer to pull this off. So, you know.
Don't click on stuff. Don't open stuff that you don't know for sure.
Never.
I tell you, Jeff, some of them have gotten so good, I've actually hovered the mouse over it.
Right.
Thinking it to was something I was waiting on.
Right.
That's
all they need to do is put an email ostensibly from your bank. You might see another bank and say, oh, that's got to be spam. It's not my bank. But then they
careful.
Throw your bank in the subject line, you freak out. And you almost click.
But if you click, then they've got you, and you become a drone for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Delete, delete, delete.
Yeah.
You know.
So be vigilant, folks.
Chance.
Don't give up on it. It's just you know, it's like driving a car. You got to be defensive.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff,
you
thanks
go.
For being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Jeffrey Zavar, ladies and gentlemen. He might be able to help you. That's what he does for a living. Check him out and see if he can. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.